Judy, you have to come and speak to the children, please.
Come on up. Right. Hi. It's been a long time since I've seen you guys. It's been so long since I've come to church. Do you want to have a seat? So I had to bring a suitcase today.
Pretty heavy suitcase to bring, Cynthia. What a strange thing to bring to church, isn't it? Have you seen a funny old suitcase like this before? It's pretty old, isn't it? I got it from Mum and Dad's place, and I see it actually might be back to the 1920s. That's a long, long time ago. Today, I'm just going to say, isn't Jesus wonderful? Are you ready? He's in your heart, Christopher, isn't he? Every time I see you, we just see the wonderfulness of Jesus. Jesus told such wonderful stories, and they just, when you go back to them time and time again, they always speak to your heart, don't they? And this one really spoke to my heart, and then I met with George on Friday, and George was talking about it too, so it seemed really right to bring it. So this story is from Jesus for you. Wow, how amazing is that? That's the truth. This story is from Jesus to you. That's how much he cares about the whole four of you. He told this story to everybody who was pleased about themselves, over how good they were, and they looked down their noses at the common people. He told the story. Two men went to pray in the temple. One was a Pharisee, so he was pretty got it together. The other man was a tax man, and a tax man in those days was the person that knocked on the door and wanted all your money, so he wasn't very popular and he wasn't very well liked. In other words, he was the sort of the person that you never ever wanted to see. And you didn't want to see him in church at all. So, Jesus told the story. One man went to church, they had it all together, and another man went to church that you didn't even want to see in church. Because, you know, he wasn't good enough to be there. And when the rich man went to church, I think he had a big suitcase like this. So, shall we see what's inside my suitcase? It's like Lynn this morning. I'll have to... Oh, we might get a chair. It's pretty big, the suitcase, what's from here. Oh, Timmy.
Oh. I think we're going away on holiday.
So, when this rich man and this good man came into church, because he was a good man, he was, you know, he did everything right. When he came to church, he took his suitcase with him. It was pretty heavy. Oh, what's in his suitcase? And why would he bring it to church? Well, the first thing he brought into his suitcase was an old tartan rug. Why would he bring that to church this morning? Do you know? Have a guess.
He wants to sell it.
He might want to sell it. He might want to sell it. Well, this rug actually is a tartan, and it comes from the McClay family, which Jim Weir and I both come from. We come from the McClay family. And he brought it to church because he thought he could go to church with it because his family has always gone to church. In other words, it was all right for him to go to church because his family was a very special family that had always gone to church. So that's why he went to church. His family had always done it. What a funny reason to go to church, just because your family do it. Some people do it, they don't know they go to church because the family church do it. What's another reason he went to church? Oh, and when he went to church, he'd always carry the biggest Bible that he could find. Because that showed everybody at church that he knew his Bible. And that, therefore, he must be better than everybody else at church. Because he knew what the Bible was all about. And everybody can know that I read it because I brought the biggest Bible to church this morning. I nearly did that too. I nearly bought two Bibles this morning because I wanted a certain translation. The other thing he came in this morning to church, this man that Jesus talked about, was he came with pride. He walked in the door and he said, I've done all the right things this week. Jesus said this. He said, this man felt in his heart, I've done all the right things this week. I've fasted. I've given money. So I've done all the right things. I should be in church this morning because I'm so got it right. It's a strange thing to have when you come to church too, isn't it? He carried with him his plan for the week too, just in case he had another idea about some work he needed to do. So when he came to church, he didn't come to think about God. He'd come to think about all the things that he might have to think about this week. But it's really good, because on his plan, he's got a wee bit of time for God. He's put Sunday morning in just for God. Are you getting a picture of the man like I've got? That what he's doing is coming in, thinking about all the good things that he has done, and how he's come to church because his family always came to church, how he's come to church because he knows the Bible, he's come to church because he thinks about all the good things he's going to do this week. Do you know what's so sad? The other last thing he had in his case? He had some keys. And in that, those keys were the keys to his heart. And when this man came into church, Jesus said he was so full of himself and so full of doing all the right things that he kept the key to his heart closed. And he was keeping the control of his heart. So do you know what Jesus said in our story? Because this man was called a Pharisee. And when he came in, he said, "Oh God, thank you that I've got it all right, that I'm not like these other people, like the robbers and the crooks, and I'm not like that man, that tax man in the corner. I fast twice a week, I do all the right things, I've got it all together." Meanwhile, the tax man had sneaked in the back, and he had hidden in the back seat, and he said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, please have mercy on me," which means, "I know I need you." So we had one proud man who thought he didn't need God because he had got it all together. And then we had the tax man in the corner saying, "I need you, Jesus. Please forgive me, I need you." So what did Jesus say was the right person and the right attitude to have when we go to church? Guess what Jesus thought. What do you think, Christopher? What do you think Jesus is going to think? You don't know, let's listen, eh? Jesus said, the tax man, because he opened his heart to God, not the other one that had his heart closed, went home made right with God. Do you know, the most important thing for us is not to go in with having it right, not to go in with doing the right things, but to go in and tell Jesus, "We're really sorry, we want you in our hearts. We love you so much, Jesus, and you want to be in our hearts." What Jesus loves is for us to trust him and to let him in our lives and into our hearts. Anybody disagree with that? No. Do you think that's the truth, what he wants from us today? Yes. He wants us to yield our hearts. So, let's put these things away and let's remember the most important thing we need is to have Jesus in our hearts. So if you children haven't made a decision to put Jesus in your heart, he'd love you to be able to ask him into your heart. Okay. Let's pray, shall we? And then you can go off to Sunday school.
Got a song too? Fantastic.
Right, you ready? Let's pray. Let's close our eyes. And this time we're going to ask him into our hearts because he wants to. Dear Jesus, today we want to be like that tax man. We want to come in and say, "We haven't got it all together. We come in sometimes for the wrong reasons, but we want to have you in our heart today, because that's when we feel peaceful, and that's what when we feel loved." And Lord, just be with Lou today as she takes the children. Just pray that the heart of Jesus that we see in Lou will just really affect the children today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.